In today's gospel, we have the appearance of Jesus to the frightened apostles in the upper room, where their first reaction was they thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus proves to them that he's not a ghost by having them touch him and by eating a piece of fish in front of them. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and Pope Benedict, in the second volume of his book on Jesus of Nazareth, had some very interesting things to say about this passage. He said that what's important about this and the other appearances of Jesus after he rose from the dead is that they are real encounters with Jesus. He also said that this appearance is so unlike the appearance of Samuel's ghost in the Old Testament's first book of Samuel, chapter 28. King Saul is afraid for his future, and he asks that a witch conjure up the spirit of Samuel from the underworld to give the king some advice. Pope Benedict writes, quote, "The spirit that she calls forth is a dead man dwelling among the shadows in the underworld, who from time to time can be summoned forth, only to return to the realm of the dead. Jesus, however, does not come from the realm of the dead, which he has definitively left behind. On the contrary, he comes from the realm of pure life, from God. He comes as the one who is truly alive, who is himself the source of life." Luke underlines this quite dramatically, how different the risen Jesus is from the mere spirit, by recounting that Jesus asked the still fearful disciples for something to eat, end quote. In other words, the risen Jesus is not a figment of the apostles' imagination, nor a ghost. And we, like Jesus, will one day rise body and soul to a new life beyond our wildest expectations.